Sunday Shir Samach Vav.
שניים אדוקים בשטר מל ואימר שלי הוא ונופל ממני. I dropped it. He owes me money. I dropped it in Mitzosif and I found it. ולא ואימר שלחו היו ופרוסיב. Rashi says, and it fell for me. Iskayim ashtar b'chisobo. Iskayim ashtar b'chisobo. Divrei Rebbe. The pashtus is that Rebbe holds Iskayim ashtar b'chisobo, and b'meile he could collect the money. This is what the Gemara understood in the beginning. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel lo imer yachloiku. And we mentioned already that as the Oreb Pshat, that the Achroini Metz, Rabbi holds Iskayim Ashtar B'Chisomov. The Gemara will explain what is Iskayim Ashtar B'Chisomov, why he has the right to collect. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel lo imer yachloiku. And we asked the Shaila, why yachloiku? I will explain. B'Pashtas, the Achroinim understood, when a person takes out a shtar on his friend, you owe me money. And the guy answers, I paid. What is mechayev the guy to pay? You have a shtar that I owe you money. I'm claiming that I paid. The Teretz says, if you paid, as Anan Sadi, you would get rid of the shtar. You would not pay and leave the shtar by the other person. And if the guy claimed that he lost it, you will ask him to write a shofar, a receipt. So it's anan sadi, when a person pays, he doesn't leave the shtar by that person. Loshev da'achoyin is called shtocho biyodi, my boys. So here, shtayim oichzim b'shtar. Rabbi holds he could collect. This is what the Gemara understands. And the second, the Gemara will say it's not like that. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer yachloiku. What is the pshat yachloiku? Sido ashtolcho biyodi my bois or not? Is a reyuse why he left the shtar? Or is no reyuse why he left the shtar? And I will explain. What do you tell me? Maybe. It's a suffix. A suffix is nothing. Because if a suffix raya, you're not moitzi moment. So is a reyuse where is the shtar, or is no reyuse where is the shtar? If it's a reyuse, if you paid, why you left the shtar, collect everything. If it's not a reyuse, because it's also in my hands, don't collect it all. And if it's a suffix, if it's a reyuse or not, it's a suffix if we have a raya here or not. If you need a raya to collect money, sofek raya is nishken raya. You want to collect money, I'm saying that I paid you. If you have a raya that I owe you money, I will pay. I have a sofek if I have a raya. I have a sofek if you have a raya, you can't collect at all. So why Reb Shimon ben Gamliel lo imer yachloiku? From where comes the tzad of yachloiku bichlal? What does the hava mean to say yachloiku? Mechateisa to say yachloiku? This is what the Achroinim shtel. Weistois that if both of them are holding on the shtar, is enough reyuse of ach v'shtoruch. If shtoruch biyodi my boys, the shtar, if the shtar is by me, it is a raya. So the chur collect everything. Again, if you don't have a raya, or if it's suffix of a raya, you can't collect. And if you have a raya, if it's considered a raya, so why you can't collect the whole thing? Muzayn, that even if it's a raya, is a tnai that the shtar iye beyodo. Is a tnai that he has to hold on to the shtar. If he doesn't hold on to the shtar, he can't collect. Other, like we said from Reb Chaim, that is a tnai Kozman shashtar biyodi eino nemar leima porati, oder it's a svore, aber the haino, it's not a sofik raya. It's enough raya, it's not why it's enough raya, aber kozman the shtar is biyodi I could collect, kozman the shtar is not biyodi I cannot collect. And if shtayim oichzim, so it's half biyodi, so I half could collect. Again, that even the Gemara did not discuss. That was pushed to the Gemara. Nofali de dayin lo yoytzioi lo misrab yoytzioi mareu b'chizkose. The second we'll see later. Omar ma, iskai mashtar b'chizkomo pshat en rebi v'govi leimal v'kule v'les lemas nisin de shtayim oichzim. Rebi holds you could collect the money, but we learn shtayim oichzim. So we mentioned yesterday, Yom Chamishi, Aorah and the Pnei Yeshua, it's Be'etzem Aorah and the Ritvo. Rabbi holds you could collect. The Gemara in a second will say Rabbi never meant it. Rabbi means Faker, that if he has a Migo de Mezuyev, he's never to say that he's Potu and Gans. But now the Gemara understands Pshat and Rabbi, that he could collect the whole money. This is what the Gemara understands Pshat and Rabbi, that he could collect the whole money. Frag the Gemara velesle le Rebbe masnisin ve Omar ma iskai mashtar b'chisoma ve gobeli mal ve kule velesle masnisin de shtai moichz. And we ask the shayla, what is the shaychus de shtai moichz? Two people are holding the shtar. Two people are holding the shtar. Mal ve leive. We don't know who is saying the truth. Lama zogin is no shtai moichz. So what has to be the din? Kol da'aling var, iye munach. Why the kasha is, how you could say Rebbe to collect? Well, you don't know shtayim oichzim? Here about shtayim oichzim. Rebbe, why to collect? Rebbe, why to collect? Two people are holding, he holds the old money, he says I paid, we don't know who is saying the truth. Like Moses, Rebbe, what's been shtayim oichzim? Why is a kasha for shtayim oichzim? What is the pshat in Rebbe? Why you could collect? The answer is, so Yom Chamishi was just shtel d'or. Listen good. The answer is very posh. If I would only have Rebbe, I will tell you pshat in Rebbe. That's Hashem willing soon in Amud Beis. Lo yichay shinin lepiroi. Rebbe holds, if a shtar is paid, it's torn. No one leaves a shtar that is paid around. We'll see later in Amud Beis that if a person finds a piece of paper, Rabbi Yossi holds, give it back. Maybe the guy paid and he dropped it. If he paid, he tears it before he drops it. If you find a check open, you don't have to think maybe the guy gave it back. It's for sure not collected yet. If you find a shtar chayv, Reuben owes me $100, you could give it back to the guy. Well, maybe Reuben paid him, so he gave it back to Reuben. The Torah says he will tear it. We'll see later in Amud Beis. We don't hold like that. Maybe we don't hold that you could give it back. But could be, Lu Yitzuya has no shtayim moichzim. Meaning, Lu Yitzuya, when two people holding onto a chayfetz, we don't say that both of them are muchzokim. We would not have our Mishneh that Shtayim Oichzim is considered that both are Muchzokim. We say in Shtayim Oichzim it's considered both are Muchzokim. Lo Yitzur would say that in Shtayim Oichzim it's not considered both Muchzokim. Together in Shtayim Oichzim is not considered both Muchzokim. So you have two people holding onto the shtar and you don't know who to give it to. I would say he could collect. Mistome, the guy never paid. Because if he would pay, he would tear it. Freg the Gemara aber shtayim oichzim steht that both of them are holding on. And we'll see in Amud Beis that when the person is holding on, we don't say if you collect, why you didn't tear it. Kozman the loiver is not machzik the shtar. A guy finds the shtar in the street. We'll see later in Amud Beis is a man the omar lepiroi and loichay shinen, and you have to give it back. But if the loiver is holding onto the shtar, he's never to say that he paid. So when the Gemara wants to ask a kasha, why Rebbe holds that you could collect the money? She can't ask the kasha stam why Rebbe holds you could collect the money. Maybe Rebbe holds lepiroyen loy chayshina. But in Meileval, I don't know who is saying the truth. I say lepiroyen loy chayshina, and the Meile he could collect the money. Aber Val steht in Masnizin Stein Moichzin. That when two people hold on to the shtar, we assume that both are muchzokim. When the loyve has the paper, and he says, I paid. No one says, listen, why I didn't hear it? It's by me, let's make it, it's why I didn't hear it. When we find it in the street, we assume it didn't fall from you, it fell from him. Because if it will fall from you, you will tear it. So if it doesn't have a koach of shtayim moichzim, the halacha would be that the malvi could collect. Mechai gavne. This is the reason the Gemara is asking a kasha, v'chiles lemasnisin shtayim moichzim. Omar Rofe, Omar Rab Nachman. Punkt verkehrt. Rebbe never holds that you could collect the whole shtar. Rebbe also holds shtayim moichzim as yachloike. And the machloike is as punkt verkehrt. B'mekuyam divrei akel yachloike. More from yachloike he doesn't get. Ki pligi b'sheinu mekuyam. Forget, Rebbe is the maker. Rebbe says, yiskayim b'chisomov. Even a half he can't get if he's not mekayim b'chisomov. This is what Rebbe meant. Iskayim bechisomim, if you want to get the half, iskayim bechisomim. And Reb Shimon Gamliel is maker. Even without iskayim bechisomim, he could collect the half. And the Gemara explained. Rebbe Sovam moide b'shtar shikos v'tzorich lekayim, or he has a migu. He could have said, po mezuyev. So b'meile, you cannot collect if you're not mekayim the shtar. If mekayim le pligi, then shtayim moichzim. V'ilo im mekayim le pligi, my time echasta be'almu. Malko mashmele la'ashtor eloi v'okom ar de priya. Reb Shimon Gamliel Sovam moide b'shtar shikos v'tzorich lekayim, or v'af gadol mekayim le'yachloiku. So we start to see this Gemara, and I want to be masbir it because this is Be'etzem, and you say this Dikki Gemara. The Gemara says, Be'etzem, Likula Alme, more from Yachloiku, you can't get in the Shtar. Shtayim Oizim B'Shtar, more from Yachloiku, no one gets. Rebbe holds, but Kol's man, he's not Mekayim the Shtar. The Loive has a Migu, he could have said Mezuyev, so he's never to say that he paid the whole thing and it fell from him. If you Mekayim the Shtar, then it's Chetzi Chetzi. Reb Shimon Gamliel holds, even that he could have said Mezuyev, and then he would not collect. But Lemaise, he didn't say Mezuyev, so we don't use the Migu, and Bemele, he's only never to say that he paid a half. So Lekula Alme, more from a half is nothing what to talk about. He can't collect more from a half. The whole Noise is the half. Rebbe holds he has a Migu, and Kozmani and Mekayim, he can't even collect the half. And Reb Shimon Gamliel holds, he doesn't have a Migu. What is the machlokes here? So we'll try maybe a shtickle to be maimi the dvorim. We have a machlokes, a person says, porua. The halacha is mezuya if a person is neman to say. Chazal matzrich kiyum shtores mit rabbonon, a person is neman to say, and every shtar that is mezuya. Porua. Against a shtar, shtorcho biyodi my boys. Yidine ha-shtar. Person is not nema to say porua. Person is only nema to say mezuyev. What would be if the shtar is not mekuyev? And he could say mezuyev. But instead of saying mezuyev, he says porua. But believe me, she porua migu de mezuyev. B'shtar mekuyev, I can't say porua. Even b'shtar she'en mekuyev, you can't say porua. Shtorchobiyoni my boys. But I could say mezuyev. So I have a migu, I could have said mezuyev. So believe me, porua b'migu de mezuyev. I want the nemon to say porua b'migu de mezuyev. And this is the machlekes of moide b'shtar shekos v'tzorich lekayim or ein tzorich lekayim. But the omor tzorich lekayim holds his nemon to say porua b'migu de mezuyev. So if the shtar is mekuyem, he's not nemon to say porua. But if the shtar is not mekuyem, he's not only nemon to say mezuyev, he's nemon to say porua b'migu de mezuyev. If you want to collect, you have to mekayim the shtar, but mainly he doesn't have a migu anymore. But because man he's not mekayim the shtar, he's nemon to say porua b'migu de mezuyev. And the other man, the Omer holds, he's not nemon to say porua b'migu de mezuyev. So lama heip tzachon trach. we know Bekola Tirekula a person is Nema with a Migu. Right? Migu. So Lechure, Poru a Migu de Mizuyef is a good Migu. So Mandaoma, Moide Vishtar Shekosvoy, even that he's Moide that it's true and he says Porua, he's Nema to say Porua a Migu de Mizuyef. This is the glad. That the Pashtus has to be that you Nema to say Porua a Migu de Mizuyef. So what we call it, that you never to say, Moide b'shtar shekos, I say, Emes, it's a good shtar, but I paid. He's Neman. Kol zman inat mekayim, and breaking my migu, duch mekayim the shtar, I'm Neman to say, peru amigu de mezuyif. And this is the way Tesis and Shas, in Ksuvis Yudchesam Udbeis, Yudchesam Udalef, in a couple more places, in Gittin, Tesis says, the mandaoma, Moide b'shtar shekos, he says, Emes, but I paid. Tzorch lekaimo, he's nemon b'migu, and kol zman inat mekaimo, he has a migu that he could have said mezuyef. This is the glat. Forget, we have to explain what is the tzad that peru amigu de mezuyef is not nemon. Ari the glat gate is that azevi b'kol atirikula I could say amigu, I could say peru amigu de mezuyef. So I could say peru amigu de mezuyef, so it's glat that I could say the shtar is emes, but it's perua. So it's all lekayim. If you're not mekayim, I'm neman. So what is the pshat in the mandomar that I'm not neman to say perua migu de mezuyef? Zok teisves kol atirikulo you say migu. But migu de mezuyef, it's not a gishmak in migu. Why? You say mezuyef. What if the eidim will say you're a liar? Yore shemo yakchishu. He's embarrassed. Says Perua, I paid yesterday night. I could have said Mizuya, but I'm saying Perua, no one could be makrish me. I'll say Mizuya, people could be makrish me. So I prefer to say Perua. So what do you say? Ainachanami Perua against Tochobi Yodi, not Nemon. But believe me, with Migu, then I could have said Mizuya. No, you're right that you could have said Mizuya. But you didn't want to say Mizuya. You wanted to say Perua, so we can't believe you. Because if you say Mizuya, you're a Shemo Yakrishu. And that's the Nusach. Chaveiroi Makir Beshikroi. When you say Mizuyef, the guy knows you're a liar. When you say Perua, the guy thinks, never, he thinks he paid me. It was Chatzko, he didn't pay me. He's getting mixed up with Chatzko. When I tell a guy Mizuyef, no, Mizuyef, I was in your house, what do you mean Mizuyef? I gave you money, written the shtar, don't say. When I say Perua, you don't remember, I know I paid. You know I'm lying. You say Mistama, he paid someone else, he thinks he paid me. So it's not Makir B'shikro. But Mele, it says, why is no Migu? Another, maybe that man the Omar holds, even that you have a Migu. But you're saying the Shtar is Emes, right? So now the Shtar will be yodding my boys. Migu can win, Shtar will be yodding my boys. You're right, you could have said Mizuyev. But you said that it's real. So, and I paid you. Believe me, I could have said that it's Sheker. But now I'm asking the Shtar is a good Shtar? Yes. And I say that I paid you, so why the Shtar is by you? So these are three reasons why Poru Amigu de Mizuyef is not good. Why it's not good? Forget. We have to explain why is a man the Omar that holds that Poru Amigu de Mizuyef is good. He will hold. He's not so scared to say Mizuyef. There's no difference to say Poru Amigu Mizuyef. Migu could win Shtocha Biyodi, my boys. Oh, but this is the way Tesis Shtel Zed Bekola Mekoyim is Beshas. And the Machleikas. Well, if Peru Amigu de Mizuyef helps or doesn't help, the man the Omar that holds that it doesn't help, he holds it's a Shvachkeit in the Migu, it's against Shtocho Biyodi, Makir Beshikroi, Yore Shemo Yakhishu, Mashaenken. The other man the Omar holds, nay, it's a Migu. The main, if Peru Amigu de Mizuyef is Neman, so the only way to break the Taina is you Mekayim the Shtar. If he's not Neman, so if a person says MS, but I paid, they tell him, you said MS paid. You have a Migu? It's not a Migu. That's my normal holds. I say MS and I paid, I believe, I have a Migu. I could have said Mizuyev. This is the way Tesis and Shas is learning the Machlekes, Peru Amigu de Mizuyev. The Ramban, even that in Bob Metzia, by Yosin Amud Beis, is Mashma that is going like Tesis. In the Ramban, in Bob Basra, Daf Ayin Amud Beis, he says different. He says, everyone holds, we don't say Poru Amigu de Mizuyef. Why? Migu against Shtocho Biyodi cannot help. Where the Ramban says it, the Gemara says it, Baba Basra daf Ayin Amud Beis, a different case, not Peru and Migudim Israel. A person gives you a pikotin. Bishtar, put in your house, go to the desk, you leave your watch before you go take a boat, then you come back. Where's the chayfetz? The guy says, I gave it back. I said, but I have a shtar. Gave it back, it's like Peru. The guy says, I could have said that it got lost by oynes and I would be potu. So believe me, hichzarti migudim etzu. Like by us we're discussing hichzarti porua migudim ezuyev. Instead of porua migudim ezuyev, hichzarti migudim etzu. Again, I was mafki the chayfetz by you with shtar. I come over, where's my chayfetz? It's like, you owe me money. So normally it's porati migudim ezuyev. Here the shtar is mikuyev, but I have a different migu. Hichzarti migudim etzu. Why are not nemon b'migu sheichzalt in migu den ensu? Zog the Ramban, aber he said ichzalti. Why the shtar is by him? Migu against shtorcho b'yodi doesn't help. Migu against shtorcho b'yodi doesn't help. This is shitas Ramban. So we understand why Peru Migu de Mezuyev doesn't help. The Maisi, you didn't say Mezuyev is a shtar. Migu against Shtorcho Biyodi doesn't help. So what is the pshat in the Manda Omar? The Migu helps against Shtorcho Biyodi. Ichzalti Migu de Peru Migu de Mezuyev. Zog the Ramban, it's working different. It's a pesha osa. It's a pesha osa. Why here it's a pesha also? The also, I could have said Mensu, said Echzati, I'm not Nemo. I could have said Mezuyev, say Peru, I'm Nemo. It's a pesha also. Why it's a pesha also? I made the shtar to become a shtar. I made the shtar to become a shtar. What is the pshat? We'll explain it. I'm not never. Why am I not exalted bigger than Enzo? Because the Maisa is a star that was a picot. You could have said Enzo, but you didn't say Enzo. You say exalted. It's a star against you. So why Peru and Migu de Mezuyev? It's called a Peshos. If I would say Mezuyev, would be no star. You didn't say Mezuyev. Zogim Be'achroinim shot like this. The Ramban learns, when Chazal said that Shtar needs a Kiyum, it's not they said, you have a right to say Mezuyev. They said, Kol Zman Yunat Mekayim the Shtar, it's a Chas Be'Alme. Kol Zman Yunat Mekayim the Shtar, it's a Chas Be'Alme, if you're not Mekayim the Shtar. A Shtar that Einoy Mekuyim is a Chas Be'Alme. If you come in and you say Porua, you made it, it's a good shtar. So you made the shtar to become a shtar. So it's a pesha osa or a pesha hitir. You made the shtar to become a shtar. Pesha osa is a much starker neemonis. That is neemon even against shtorcho biyodi, my boys. You have a pesha osa. Pesha osa is a starker neemonis. Peshaoser is a starker neemonis. It's neemon even against shtorcho biyodi. Maybe we'll explain it a bit later more. Tesis Weistais did not learn that it's a peshaoser. He learned it's a migu. I could have said mezuyev. What is the machlekes? Tesis learns when Chazal gave you a koyach to tain a mezuyev, they said you could come and say mezuyev. Now you didn't say mezuyev. You said perua. I have a migu. Migu neged shtorcho biyodi, it doesn't help. Yor Hashem yakchishu. The Ramban learns they made the shtar to be a chaspe. If I would keep quiet and not say a word, the shtar is garnished. When I said perua, I made the shtar to become a shtar. And then I'm saying perua. Where we see it is a halacha, if a person dies and the person goes over to the kids and he takes out a shtar. The kids look at him, they don't know what to say. They don't know what to say. Because they're looking at him, they don't know what to say. So the halacha is based in come and say mezuyif. Based in come and say mezuyif. Based in say mezuyif. Zoktesis, we don't know what to say. So based in say mezuyif, mikan muchach sheta'anin en leyesayinim. Zok the Ramban, mikan muchach. Based in said the shtar is garnished. It's not that we have to tie it to the Yesoimim Ki'ilu, they claim Mezuyev. We said every shtar in the world without Kiyum is Mezuyev. So if you take it out to the kids, even if they don't say Mezuyev, we say Mezuyev because it means because man the shtar is not Mekuyem, he's a chaspe. Taisa says he's not a chaspe. Tainus Mezuyev makes it a chaspe. If the Yesoimim are here, we tie it for the Yesoimim Mezuyev. We tie it for the Yesoimim Mezuyev. Mikan muchach sheta'anin le yisayim. So the yisayim is like a machlekes in shas. It's be'etzem a double machlekes. It's one machlekes. What is the gather of tainas mezuyev? I need to taine mezuyev. And if I don't taine be'etzem, I don't have a schus taine. And if I say perua, so I never taine mezuyev. I just have a migu. I could have said mezuyev. But many times it says the machlekes of perua, migu, and mezuyev helps or doesn't help. And the Ramban says, no, if you don't tie in Mezuyev, it's Bichlal. Even if you don't tie in Mezuyev, the shtar is garnished. Who made the shtar to be a shtar? When I made it, I made the shtar to become a shtar. I made the shtar to become a shtar. So while I made the shtar to become a shtar, I have a peshos. I could have not made the shtar to become a shtar. So while I made the shtar to become a shtar, I have a peshos or a peshit. I'm never to say perua. I is shtocho biyori my boys. Peshos is a starke berye. It's a nun emones. Teisus. First, he didn't learn that it's a nun emones. But more than that, he didn't have a peshos here. It's not a peshos. Now, we'll take the Ramban a little bit more. It's not only stand that I have an emones. What is shtocha biyodi, my boys? What is the shtar doing by you? I tell you, I made the shtar. I made the shtar to become a shtar. And without my words, you would not have a shtar. So you tell me, my boys, I made it. You can't use it against me. First, I'm saying it's a shtarke raya, but it's deeper from a shtarke raya. I made it. I created it.
What does it matter if you're going to be mekuyim it anyway? Anyway, you're going to come based on this and mezuyah, the second you see it's not.
Not sure. You're going to tie him in. You're going to. It's not edim.
But it's not telling him.
If you know what?
He says mezuyah, so you see it's not.
So it's nemon. If it's mekuyim in the kulam, anyway, it's not nemon. It doesn't make a difference.
So it's me because that I'm the one that made it into a star.
Right, I made the star, right? If Bezim will do it, ain't a chanami. That loch, he doesn't collect the money in the kulam after it. We're discussing with his no Aiden to Mekayim, it doesn't assume yet. If Aiden based on Mekayim, he's not Papa. He loses the Mig, he loses the Peshasa. This is a Gemara. If you Mekayim the Shtar, you collect. We're discussing when you're not Mekayim the Shtar. If them Rebbe holds, if you're not Mekayim the Shtar, I made the Shtar, I have a Mig, I have a Peshasa, and Rabbi Shun Amri Lamas, even if Aiden didn't come, Val, I was minded, I have to pay. This is Be'etzem the Gemara. Zog the Beisalei. The Maisa, when you read the Gemara, Shteita Zevi the Ramban. Shteita Zevi the Ramban. Mar Sovar, Moide Bishtar Shekosvei Tzorich Lekayim. He has a Migu. And Kozman, he's not Mekayim, he cannot collect because he has a Migu. If you Mekayim, so you don't need him anymore. So you don't. If Mekayim Lei Pligi, he gets a hat. V'loi Mekayim Lei Loi Pligi, my time. Modern Zemigu. Chaspe be'almehu. Man komash v'leila ishtore. Who made it to become a star loive. Hokomar de priya. He's never to say peru. So the Gemara Bichlal doesn't speak out migu. The Gemara says, why moide b'shtar shekosvo is never to say peru. Ha ishtore chaspe be'almehu. It's nothing. Man komash v'leila ishtore. Who made the star to become a star? Loive, that he was moide that it's a good star and he said perua. Hakoma the priya. He made it to be a star and he's tiny perua. So, Zogdu Bisalevi Lechur is an offene Gemore that says that the reason that Moide Bishtar Shekos Vitzor Lekaimer, his name on Bemigu, that he could have said Mezuyev and Kosman, he not Mekaim the Shtar, you cannot collect. Steht klar in der Gemore, not Mitzad Migu, it's Mitzad Manko Moide Bishtore. Ashtore Chospa Baalmu, Manko Mashmule La Ashtore Loive, that is Moide, Hakoama de Prua, steht Klode, it's a Pesha Osra. Rechue, if you taste it, it's a Miku. So some answer that in Argemore, Lekule Alme, the Shtar is a Chaspa Baalmu. Normal, taste it learns it's not a Chaspa, I only have a Schus to Taina Mezuyev. But if I didn't Taina it, so Be'etzim, it's a good start. I just have a Migu. I could have said Mitzuyev. So believe me when I'm saying Perua. But the Fidei Ramban, because my I would keep quiet, it's not a start Bichlal. So the fact that I said Perua, and I'm asking him, I made a Pesha Osa. But Shengel, if it tastes, it's a start, even if I don't say Perua, the Moshul, by saying it's a start. So I have a Schus to Taina Perua. So I'm saying, believe me with Migu. But tastes is Moide and our Sugye, Val the Shtar is Nofal. Weil das Star ist Nofal. Es ist Isra. Es ist ein Reise. Und weil das Star ist Nofal, es ist Isra, it became a Chaspe Be'alme. So in our Sugi, it tastes as Moide, that the Pshatim and the Oma, that is Neman to say, Peru and Migu and Mizuyev, it's not Mitzad Migu, it's Mitzad Pesha Osa. Because in our Sugi, the Star is Nofal, and weil das Star ist Nofal, es ist ein Reise, es ist Ria, and here lekule alme the star is a chaspe be alme, and man kom mashvili la ashtor eloive. Omar de priya. Omar de priya. So even if it takes us an ar sugya, we will learn that it's mitzad pesha osa. As I developed wants to say the bisalevi is merames. The medayik in Rashi like that. Rashi says the mekuyem. Shikosa boy handpeg shiotzuk ba bebeizdin ve'ilu eidim chasim asyodo v'koizim adayonim v'ishtore denan v'asu de pleinim v'pleinim al chamir yodayu v'achshirinu v'kaiminu kedechosim that the shtar is mekuyim al yedei eidim. All of us know there's a lot of ways to mekayim shtores al yedei eidim, al yedei dim v'chasimois. They take a different shtar, the signatures are the same, the mekayim the chasimos. Why Rashi here decided to speak about a kiyum that happened duch that the Eidim themselves are mekayim? Val in our sugya the shtar is beetzem ria, it's nofal, so beetzem it's a chaspe ve'alme. The only way to mekayim the shtar is with Eidim. Vinitvi again, we have two drochim why moide b'shtar shekosvo yaznemon. Other mitzad, he has a migu that he could have said mezuyim. This is shita satayismus. And the Ozum and the Omar holds that it's three chisroinus in the Migu. Firash, the Firash. So Rashi says no. Mashain came. The other way is that the reason he's the Kula Alma, you don't see Migu, the reason you never is Peshosa. So the Rios, this is Rid, as the Piske Rios, he asks the Kasha. He also learns like the Ramban. And he asks a kasha, and the shit is that don't learn like the Ramban, that it's a migu, and argue more shrei that the Ne'emonis is mitzad, that it's chaspe ba'am. So we said, in argue more, everyone is masking that it's chaspe ba'am. But the shal is, why take an argue more, say the fila Ramban, say if we'll say tesis is moide, why the gemore had to speak out that by us is mitzad that it's chaspe ba'am? Why was not enough to say that it's mitzad the migu? Why you had to say that it's mitzad the chaspe ba'alme? Say that it's the emolesis because the migu. Zok de Beis Halevi, we mentioned in the end of Shir Yom Chamishi. Zok de Beis Halevi azay, chele gimel, simon beis etik ois gimel. Zok de Beis Halevi, Be'etzem, Rav Kivi Eger asked the feste kasha in our Gemara. Again, Rebbe holds that his neman b'migu that he could have said mezuyef, so iskayim b'chisomov kozmani not mekayim b'chisomov he has a migu. He could have said mezuyef, so his neman to say perua. Shugam Lila holds, we don't say perua migu to mezuyef, what reasons will be? Memele, he has to pay a half, even that without him the shtar will be mezuyif. But lemaise, he's made it, it's a good shtar, and he claims that he pays. So he has to. So we pay, and a half is believed because he's a tofus, and the other half is a shtocho biyodi against him, and he's not believed. And Rebbe believes him with a migu. Rebbe believes him with a migu. Fregt Rabbi Kiveiger, come on, go to Rebbe. So what Rebbe holds, Porua, migu, the mezuyif is good, right? So when the guy says Porua, he's believed. How you take away his migu? Mekayim b'shal. So now he doesn't have any more migu than mezuyif. So mainly he has to pay. How much he pays? It's more half. But the pshat in Rebbe is kind of chisom of Rebbe means not that calls that he could collect everything. Stam fakel. He's neman to say poru amigu de mezuyif. If he's kind of chisom of, then he doesn't have a migu, and then he pays a half. Frank Rabbi Kiveiger, how Rebbe holds that he has a migu? He tells us for every poru of the mezuyif, you have a migu. Why a person has a migu? I could have said nens, and then I would be potu. What happened to the cow? It died. Shomer is potu bones. Now I'm telling you that I gave it back. You read it as a shtocha biyodi against me. You have a migu that I could have said nens. Believe me that I'm saying ichzalti. I could have said nens. I'll be good. I said exactly, even that against the shtocho biyodi. This is migu. It's the regular migu bekaratei kula. I said kula chetzi sheli. Believe me, that the whole half is mine. I could have said kula sheli. This is a migu every time. Here lechaure fight up kibeiger. Every poru migu de mezuyef. The migu is a shvache migu. Why the migu is a shvache migu? The poru migu de mezuyef. A person comes into Beis Din, Perua is not believed against the Shah. Mezuyif is believed. He says, but believe me when I'm saying Perua, I could have said Mezuyif. And the Azamad Omar holds, you're scared to say Mezuyif. Why? Maybe someone will makrish you, the guy will know you're a liar, you're a shtocho biyodi. The first man, the Omar holds, if he tases, he has a migu. He could have said Mezuyif, he's not scared. He has the koyach, he has the azus, he's not scared to say Mezuyif. So he has a migu. But it's not a migu. He walks into Beis Din. He knows. If I say Perua, I'm not believed. I'm saying Mezuyif, I'm believed. So you see, he's an honest guy. So that's the kash. Frank the Ilum Machet, Alamol, every migu is not a migu because the guy knows that it's a migu. Look, I'm honest. If I would be a liar, I would say Mezuyif. I'm saying Perua, so believe me. But the guy knows that if he says Perua, he's believed. So why he doesn't have a migu? Why he has a migu? Every peru a migu de mezuyif. Ichzal the migu de nens. Person walks in, he says, peru a migu de mezuyif. He says, peru I'm not never mezuyif. Believe me, I could have said mezuyif. Believe me, peru. You know that we believe. You know that we say migu. What is the answer? Every migu. Ichzal the migu de nens. Could have said nens. I'm saying ichzal. Believe me. Why will we believe you? So the Balabat, I'm not going to have to tell you the Ilum Machet. The Balabatish answer is, I know that you say Migu, but I'm nervous. Maybe the Beis Din will not use the Migu somehow. I prefer to say Mezuyif, and I'm clear. Perua, I check you, not Nema. Mezuyif, you Nema. I said, well, I will say Perua, and I will tell them that I could have said, why to say, if I'm a Ganev, I would say Mezuyif. So this is the reason any migu, even that the guy knows that it's a migu, but he doesn't take a chance. He knows mezuyif is a good taina, is a din kiyum shtoris derabonon. But why are you not nema? You're right, I could have said mezuyif, so now they would believe me. So maybe we have a migu. But what would be, the guy says, we tell the guy, listen, we knew, if you would say mezuyif and 80 would come later, what would happen? You would have to pay. But if you say Perua, Edim could never come. If you say Mezuyif, Edim could come and say it's not Mezuyif. But if you say Perua, how Edim will come and say you never paid? There's no way to prove that you never paid. Mezuyif is very easy to prove. The Edim will come and say, it's next time you paid. So I'm asking you again, every Perua, the Mezuyif, Perua, it's not a Migu. First I ask this time, it's not a Migu. He knows it's a Migu. So what if he knows it? easier to say Mizuya from Perua. If he said Perua, Weiss knows he's honest. Although he's not honest, he made a Poshta Cheshman. If he says Mizuyev every day, he knows it's not Mizuyev. So in the 80 will come. When he says Perua, the one never could come. So he prefers to say Perua. Not because he's scared you. Stop. For money wise. If he says Mizuyev, there's a chance that in 10 years he will have to pay. If he says Perua, he will never have to pay. The Teretz is. But even if he says Perua, if you mekayim the shtar, what happens? He loses the migu. So he's not gaining. Again, he says Mizuyev. If the 80 will come, he will have to pay. If they will never come, he will never have to pay. What he gained by saying Perua? What he gained by saying Perua? If he would say Perua, and the 80 will come and say that it's not Mizuyev, he lost his migu anyways. If he says Mizuyev and the Edim come, he also has to pay. If the Edim don't come, in both cases, he doesn't have to pay anyways. What is the difference? What is the difference? So b'meile, again, so we have a kasha in every migu in the world, l'chur, and why it's not a migu? Because if he says, every parah migu in Mizuyev, l'chur, it's not a migu, why? When he says Mizuyev, we ask if the 80 will come, he will have to pay. Parah 80 will never come. The answer is, even if he says parah, if the 80 came in the Mizuyev, he also has to pay, because he doesn't have a migu anymore. Frank Rav Kiveiger, and Iksav Echoysam, the shiur of the Talmud, in our case, when he doesn't have a migu, why? Shtaim oichzim b'shtar. And you could say two things. You could say mezuyef and you could say parua. Parua, b'etzim, you're not nemon, but you want to be nemon with migu. And if you're nemon, you don't have to pay. If you're not nemon, you pay half. Freitab g'veigel. So Rebbe holds, shtaim oichzim b'shtar, and the guy says, parua migu de mezuyef, iskayim b'chrisomov. If he's not iskaya, so he has a migu, he's potter and gans. If you mekayim it, Gemara says, govi palge. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel doesn't hold from the migu. The mele he holds, if shtayim is in b'shtar, and he says, emes, but I pay, he pays a half. And a half we believe him, and a half we don't believe him. Migu he doesn't have. And Rebbe holds that he has a migu. Frank Rabbi Giveiger, he doesn't have a migu. Why? If he would say mezuyef, and the 80 would come, how much he would have to pay? Shtayim oichzim b'shtar, and he tells the guy it's mezuyev, and the Edim come and say it's not mezuyev. How much he has to pay? The whole thing? Why? You said it's mezuyev. Now that we know that it's not mezuyev, suffice that you never paid it. If you would say porati b'migu de mezuyev, so called when the Edim didn't come, you potu. When the Edim come, how much you would pay? How much you would pay? Only a half. Even without the migu, you don't have to pay more from a half. A Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that doesn't hold that has a migu. How much you pay? A half. Because the other half, you're a muzik. The guy can't collect anyways. When you say perua, you pay a half. When you say mezuyef, you potu and gans. But if you say perua, so believe me that I'm potu, I could have said mezuyef. You did not want to say mezuyef. Because if you would say mezuyef and the 80 will be makrish you, you would have to pay the whole thing. You prefer to say perua migu de mezuyef, so now you'll be potur and gansen. And even if the 80 would come, you would only have to pay a half. This is the kasher of Kiveiger, bleib zorichir. Zog de Beisaleivi, the answer is that our sugi it's not migu, it's peshaosa. Peshaosa, you don't make cheshboinus. Why? Peshaosa, you say one thing. Who made the shtar not to be a chaspe? Me. I'm saying it's perua, I'm nemon. Peshaosa is not, I couldn't, like we said, migu against shtorcha doesn't help. Migu doesn't help against mezuyef, he's scared. Yor Hashem yakhishu. Makir b'shikhoi. Peshaosa doesn't make a difference when I'm scared, I'm not scared. Without me, it would not be a shtar. Who is the one that made the shtar to be a shtar? Myself, I'm nemon. The Mele in our sugya, the Gemara needed to say that it's a peshaosa. So say lefi the Ramban and say lefi Tesis, and I will explain. Zog de Beis HaLevi. All that is the Torah of the Beis HaLevi. It's Bektorah, but that's the Torah of the Beis HaLevi. the Ramban learns that Migud Porua, Migud Mizuyev works on special also. But the Gemara doesn't have to explain it because of Shas that it works on special also. Maybe it works on Smigu. Figure it out yourself. Only an R Sugi that Migu cannot help, you have to come to Pesha Osa. An R Sugi Migu cannot help, you have to come to Pesha Osa. So while an R Sugi Migu doesn't help, even if it tastes this, because Shas is Mitzat Migu. But an R Sugi Migu cannot help, because he has what to lose. And kol ha-derekulo, Perua is chai v'akoil. So it doesn't make a difference if he tied his mezuyif in Perua. So Be'etzim, the Migu says he could have said mezuyif. If he says Perua, believe him. Here, even if the shtar is good, Perua pays only a half. But if he said mezuyif in the Makrishim, so he's made it that if it was mezuyif, he never paid. So he would have to pay the whole thing. So in our sugi is no sugi of Migu. In our sugi is only a sugi of Pesha Osa. But mainly, even if he tastes this, and our sugi is mitzat pesha osa. This is the reason Zot Bisalevi had vorim medukdokim b'shas, that this machleikis is all over shas. But the only place that the Gemara calls it pesha osa or pesha itir, ha'ishtor echas bebe'alme, is by us. And if he the Ramban, because every kiyum is like that. And if he tastes it's only by us because it was on the filler. In fact, what is shver on it, and it's not the avoided by us because we're not learning that sugi in the moment, the Gemara and the Shas brings down Machlekes Rebbe v'Rabbonon lekol Shas. If you look in the Mishpot and Ois Yud, there's a list of like eight places in Shas that the Gemara brings the Machlekes Moedah B'Shtar Shekos Yitzor Lekaimoy Machlekes Rebbe v'Rabbonon. And all the other cases is not a Pesha Osa. If he tastes this, it's not a filler. If in the Ramban, it's the same Gemoras, just only here was the place that we had to speak it out, because here Yitaki did not have a Migu. If he tastes it, we're saying, because the Rekula it's a Migu, here was on the filler, it's Isra, and Mele it's worse. So it's interesting that the Gemara is Medamed because of Shas. We'll go to the Gemara weiter. Then we have another line in the Braise. Nofali de Dayon lo yoitzi oilomis. The Gemara understood that the Dayon finds it. Frek de Gemara. Why shnoli de Dayon? Why if it fell de Dayon lo yoitzi oilomis? Omar Rove Ochiko Omar. ואחר שמוצו שטר של נופל לידי דיון ואיך אדום מדכוסו בהנפק לא יויצי אוי לומיס ולא מבוי לא יקוסו בהנפק דאי כלמי מהקוסו בלבויס אלי לובו אלא אפילו קוסו בהנפק דמקויים ולא יחזר דחיישינן לפירות שתי דין נגמור הנוז החידוש the whole מחלק is as if both of them found it the Malva says I dropped it, I want to collect. The Loiva says, I paid, I dropped it, I do not want to collect. But if a third party finds the shtar, he doesn't have to give it back. Why he doesn't have to give it back? Why you don't have to give it back? What? The Gemara doesn't say that. Chayshinen lepiroi? Chayshinen, maybe he paid? Maybe he paid. What is the pshat cheshin on the firoet? How are you learning pshat? Maybe he paid, and what happened? And who lost it? The loiver, the guy that paid already. Zok Rashi. Lo yoytzi miyodoi, lo yloyla v'malve, ad sheyovo yeliyohu, oy eidim sherou miyad minofa. Zok Rashi, but lo yoytzi, the eidim saw that the malve dropped it. They give it back to him or not? What? Yes. So again, so why we don't give it back? If you the way we're learning argument. Why we don't give it back? Because maybe he paid and it fell from who? From the loiver. We don't know who dropped it. Like you said, we don't know who dropped it. But if we saw, And we see in Amud Aleph the same thing. Lu Yetzuya, the Malve, finds it. He for sure could claim that he dropped it. Because if you find it, you don't know who to give it to. This is the way Mfurashir and Rashi. But if the Edim saw that the Malve dropped it, they could give it back to him. Frek de Ktsoy Sachoyshen Simen Samachei Sivkot and Tes. It's three Gemores, Mefurish not like that. State in the Gemore, even if the Malve drops it, you can't give it back to him. Look, Rashi, Yudbeis Amud Beis. Open Yudbeis Amud Beis. Suge the Shtores. The last Rashi in Yudbeis Amud Beis. Hoil venofal Isra, de yeshloimar imoyo kosher oyo nizar. The last Rashi, Yudbeis Amud Beis. The last Rashi, Yudbeis Amud Beis. Last Rashi is based on Mut Beis. Hani Ria Hoil Venofal Isra V'yeshloi Marimo Yokosher Oyo Nizam. They tell the Malve, listen, if the guy would owe you money, you don't drop it. If you dropped it, Mistome he paid you already, and the minute you were not so careful about his paper. What?
Or it's just more skills.
Not again. No. It means the Gemara says that he paid. But it's, the Gemara means that he paid. Because of Yisrael Lova, that he paid. Look in Rashi Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Dibu Amasril. Muki Masnissim. Mukis nida goes with the union, but a lot of local yards like those of Hashin and Dilma Iki because they have a heavily mugdom, Velachen Hufka Lashliko. And like this, the Gemara says in the Svob, Hashin and Lepiroen, that Val he paid. The man of the guy was not careful and he dropped it. If that is the pshat, so even if Adi will see that it fell from the Malve, they can't give it back to him. And by us state klor in Rashi, that if the Edim saw that it fell from the Malve, you give it back. Be'etzim, it's kimat in Amud Aleph also. It says if the Malve says I dropped it and I picked it up, it's okay. But then maybe as a migu, he could have said he never dropped it. In Amud Beis, it's starker in Rashi. In Amud Aleph, it's not mamash chazak. But in Amud Aleph also state as a Sheli hoyo venofal umetzosi. But here steht much more from that. Steht, so we have a shaila. We have a shaila. Es fragt dich zu, Rashi here is mechadesh that lo yetzuya, the animal will come and see that the malve dropped it, you can give it back to him. And in the Gemara later is mashma, that if the Malve drops it, we don't. If we find it, we say Malve. No, we have a riot that Mistome he paid. We have a big chash. Not only Misofik, if to who to give it back to, Because if he didn't pay you, you would not drop it. It's a reyusa not to give it back to you. And here Rashi learns not like that. So the Ksais wants to say maybe, it's totally, what is the pshat? If you see that he drops it, means you see he was walking, he was climbing on the ladder, and out of his pants something fell. Then you know. Rashi in Yud Beis Amud Beis, Yud Gimel, is talking, you found it in the street. Hey, the guy must have threw it in the garbage. If you saw it, mamish, falling, then you could assume that he dropped it. If you saw him falling, then you could assume that he dropped it. Azay is mashma in Rashi. But b'pashtus is not like that. So the shayla is, Rashi here was mechadish, that the chshash nefile by us, it's not the chshash nefile that we will be learning in the sugis of shtores. That is a reyuse and etzem ashtar, even klapi de malve. We're speaking about a reyuse only the shayla if it fell from the malve or it fell from the loive. Of them zog the Gemara that im nofal im boli de dayon kol shekin nayin loy mi boy if it's mikuyim, so you know for sure even if it's not mikuyim, even if it's mikuyim that you have it, you know for sure was alvoy. But if you find it, you don't give it back to the malve because you choshesh that maybe it fell from the other person that he paid. Maybe it fell from the other person that he paid. As there is mashma in Rashi that he's a rein zetzing the Gemara. Mr. Shem, tomorrow we have to go weiter to the bottom of the